independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
CBO coverage estimates are consistently wrong and, more importantly, did not take into consideration the comprehensive nature of the three-pronged plan to repeal and replace Obamacare with the American Health Care Act.
Three-pronged! That is more than two, but less than four-pronged. Just want to let you guys know that. But it's one, two, three. You hit them left, you hit them right. You go body, head, body. And then you have health care. That was Spicy Spicerson rolling out what he says is the wrong thing because they're liars. He has a little bit of Sam Kennisonism, don't you think? I just want to tell you guys, I think you're liars. Oh, God. This is going to get ugly before it gets funny. I think it's funny now. And by the way, this thing is a long time away from being anywhere near finished. A long time. They're going to fight. They're going to argue. They're going to whine. They're going to moan. I said yesterday. Now, what did I say yesterday? I give them the benefit of the doubt and say 60%. So instead of 24 million, I dropped it to right around 10 million people would lose their coverage or no longer be insured that are insured right now. All right, that's what I said. Some of those may be by choice, right? But I dropped down. This is what the Spicy said about the 2013 CBO projections of Obamacare.
In 2013, the CBO estimated that 24 million people would have coverage under Obamacare in 2016. They were way off. They were off by 13 million people, over 50%.
Okay, so I said 60%. That's still a lot of people, right? That's still a lot of people. They're going to lose it. I got a lot of people last night and this morning going, you know what? You sound like a bleeding heart liberal. Because that's what I think they sound like when they text me. You sound like a bleeding heart liberal. And I said, no, what I am is a person who understands that this is crap, right? I said yesterday was a turd sandwich. I believe that is probably being very kind to this thing. Ryan Care. This ain't Trump Care. This ain't Donald Care. This is Ryan Care. Ryan is pushing this thing through. All right? This is Paul Ryan's baby. Rand Paul, I think, and the Freedom Caucus has a much better idea of what I think we should be looking at. Look, you got to try something, but if you're going to do it, let's do it. Right? Let's go out. This is not it. This is Obamacare light. You hear people say that, right? This is the kinder, gentler version of Obamacare. But a lot of the stuff is the exact same. They just call it a different name. And he has got the right idea. Pools of people coming together, sharing the risk, is going to and more competition is going to drive down the healthcare costs. That's what I think. Being able to go across state lines, getting rid of some of these absolutely gargantuan regulations that drag down the consumer and the insurance company and the medical industry. There's a lot of things we should be looking at. This isn't one of them. This is a turd sandwich on delivery. And that's what we're getting. That's exactly what was it, Producer Phil? Was it Turd Ferguson?
Turd Ferguson.
Saturday Night Live? Oh, my God. I just love Norm MacDonald. This is it, though. This is just, it's not good. It's not. And don't pretend. And don't tell me I'm a bleeding heart liberal, right? I'm not. I'm anything but a bleeding heart liberal. But what I am is a person who understands what this could potentially mean. And I'm going to tell you guys this right now. For all of you who love the Donald, for all of you who are conservative, Donald is not an ideologue. He doesn't care what happens to you in 2018, oh, Republicans. He cares about Donald Trump first and foremost and his legacy. If, for the sake of argument, this thing blows up and you guys suddenly lose the power that you have, he doesn't care. He'll go negotiate with the Democrats, which he's already said he's willing to do. Again, not an ideologue.
What's that supposed to mean?
Means he doesn't care about party. He's not driven by the Republican conservative ideals. He's Donald Trump. He's driven by Donald Trump. I think it's the best way to describe it.
So,
yeah, look, most persons, you have to have an ego in some way, shape, or form. Don't tell me. One of the big reasons Obama wanted Hillary to win wasn't that he thinks Hillary's this amazing, transcending individual who was going to do some amazing things. It was going to be because she was most likely to protect his legacy. Republicans need to do something. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But this ain't it. I say it over and over again. I'm a measure once, measure twice, after the second measure, maybe even measure a third time, and then we'll get it done. When we go all in. This is not that. This is something that I think is going to hurt people. I think what you're going to see is all of the things that the Democrats scream about the Republicans is going to be somewhat true. People and they hate the poor. This isn't good for old people, and this ain't good for the poor. And all you've just now given them tons of ammo for 2018. What you're going to do in the next 6, 8, 10 weeks is going to set them up for 2018. Understand that. And again, you losing your position, Donald Trump doesn't care about that. Donald Trump cares very little about that. He cares about getting stuff done. I think he's made that more than clear. He's there for the people. He's not there for the party. And that's something to take into account. And I don't hold his feet to the fire on this because the Republicans had 8 years to get something done. 8 years. And they have fallen short. And they, 15 months ago, they agree on something. 10, 12, 14 weeks ago, they agreed on something. It's finally time to put their, you know, to put their the ink down on the paper because we've all agreed on it. And all of a sudden, you roll out this. This is what you got.
What is it? Oh, it's amazing. It's that, whoa, look at it. It's beautiful.
CBO comes out, does what the CBO does. Look, it's a guesstimation. We understand that. They're there for measuring. Right, Shawnee Spice?
When you get down to it, the Congressional Budget Office is there to measure the potential impact of programs on the federal budget. Its attempts to estimate coverage have been historically faulty.
Yeah. It's, look, and that's going to be true. Again, it's a guesstimation. So I said, let's play devil's advocate and take away even 50, 60% of that, giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're going to get that right. That's still not good. And the money it saves isn't good. Rand Paul has said, look, what I've got is something here I think is real. It is not Obamacare light. It is actually a complete repeal and then a complete replacement. And I love the idea of having pools of people. Let me give you an example. You're a single plumber. You're a, you know, whatever it is you do. You're a little independent guy or gal doing your own thing. You're a small consultant, right? Maybe you're a single mom. Or you're a plumber and you got a wife and a couple kids, you essentially have to go into the marketplace to buy it right now. And there's nowhere for you to spread the risk around. It's about spreading risk. All of a sudden, though, you have an opportunity to join together in pools of people and go from 1 to 1,000, from 1 to 10,000, from 1 to 20,000. That risk is spread out. And with more people taking on the risk, it drives down the cost. On top of that, if we can get competition involved by going over state lines and buying insurance, it sounds great. But if you do everything that the Democrats think that you're going to do and what you guys are about, and this hole it's going to save 10%, you do understand 10% looks like this. For the next 3 years, prices will continue to rise, and then you'll see the 10% drop. Well, guess what? Price is rising. It's not 10% from now. It's 10% 3 years from now. So let's say they go up 5, then 10, and then maybe in a big jump, right, to 20% from here to where they are, and they drop back down 10%. They're still higher than where they are today. Understand. Get a feel for what it is. It cost us money. And I'm sick and tired of politicians who are just in it for themselves in such a way that their ego is driving them to not understand that this is a bad deal. Sometimes in life, you get it wrong. I'm not saying all of it's horrible, because a lot of it's inside the things that Rand Paul and everybody else are talking about. But what I am saying is what you're rolling out right now is a giant turd sandwich, and it's not going to pass muster. It isn't. You're going to have trouble getting votes because there's a lot of Republicans that are looking at this going, this is going to cost us our ass. And everything the Democrats say, we're going to throw grandma over the bridge and we freaking hate old people. They're going to come out and be able to say that because it's going to jive up and it's going to line up and we're going to look like fools. 2018 is going to roll around. We're going to lose seats. And then what? Donald decides, screw it. I'll go over here and get what I need done by these guys. Mm-mm. Don't do it. Be smart. Measure once, measure twice, measure a third time if you have to. Then cut. Get it right. And all will be well. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Dial in the program on the old phone. If you got a rotary phone, feel free to call. We got a line open for that. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. 844-344-2423.
Happy Tuesday. It's the Chad Benson Show. Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
And millions of people are thrown off of health insurance, not able to get to a doctor when they must. Thousands of Americans will die. That's what this legislation is about. And it must be defeated.
Must be defeated. Must be. God makes it sound like it's the movie Clash of the Titans, right? Like the Harry Hamlin one. Right? The Harry Hamlin one with that little owl. That one. Like the Kraken. Like, this is Paul Ryan's Kraken right here. They're going to have to release the Kraken. And somebody is going to have, maybe Rand Paul is going to go, and he'll have to chop Medusa's head off. Or at least grab a picture of Nancy Pelosi, and he'll have to freeze Paul Ryan and kill the Kraken. That's the way it's going to have to be, kids. I hate to tell you. I do. Oh, Chad, that is so mean. It's not. It's truthful. It's a turd sandwich. It is what it is. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Bleeding heart liberal. I love that. You know, it's like I also got called that yesterday. Chad, and I picture again when you're going to, there's a certain way that you type me, and it depends on what it is that I talk about that you can't stand. So I give you an accent. I could be wrong, but I got a lot of, hey, man, I like to buy American. What do you think of them apples? Because we talked about people don't care about buying American yesterday. And a lot of that was sent to me. Nobody cares about buying American. It doesn't. People care about price. That's it. Nobody cares. In fact, get ready for this. I've got a poll up right now. When buying a product, what is the most important thing you look for? Price and value, 43%. 7% says made in America. 50% says quality. That just gives you an idea of what it is. Let's turn the screws and have some fun. Go 180. It's time for the urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Producer Phil, when we were younger, and by younger I mean a couple years ago, when we were in our early 40s, and we would joke around and you would get a girl's phone numbers, we may refer to that as digits? Is that correct?
We would refer to them as digits.
Did you get her digits? No longer is that a term that people use of the youthful generation. You could look at your kids today, and you could say, hey, I went out last night and met somebody, and you ask him, did you get the follow? What's that? Did you get the follow? Chad, use that as an example. You got it. You say, hey, I think you're kind of cool. Oh, nice. What's your Instagram? Fluffy Bunny 6483. All right, cool. I'm following you. That is essentially the new way to get digits. Because nobody calls people on the phone. They're just about getting digits. That's what I'm saying. Now, it's did you get the follow? That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium is larger than normal. It is bigger than normal. Like, there's so much stuff I'm putting into your cranium right now. How do you feel? Are you full? You're like, no, Chad. Continue to dazzle us with knowledge. We love it. Bring us back more of Clash of the Titans. I loved it. That was my favorite. I remember that. Do you remember going to see Clash of the Titans? My grandmother took me to see. You wouldn't have gone with me, but my grandmother took me to see Clash of the Titans and her old Marnie Carlo. It was white and it had this like the chair that spun around as you got out. Oh God, I was a drive-in. That is old, right? Like that's old. Had tan interior. Oh, it was white. So pimp. Didn't have to roll down the windows anymore. It was just a click of the button. You're like, whoa, ho, ho, Monte Carlo, slow your roll. And I tell you what, I went and saw, it was at a drive-in. Oh, God, it was so great. I was like, Clash of the Titans, it's great. Looking back on it, because you see the new one now, and the CGI is great. I'll admit it's way better. But that was that, what was it? Harryhausen. Was it Ray Harryhausen that did all the claymation? That's what it was. And it was just so amazing. As a kid growing up, it was just so fantastic to watch those things. And like Sinbad. Oh, God, I love those things. Dynamation, they called it. Goodness me. That's what this is right now. This is his Kraken. Bernie Sanders is right. Although I will tell you what, if I had to vote for Sanders, it would be either Colonel Sanders or Barry Sanders. I would totally have voted for Colonel Sanders. I don't know what his platform would be. Fried chicken. It is finger-licking good. Vote for me. I'm finger-licking right. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON. I believe we are a few minutes in, and if I'm right, I think this thing has come, the wheels have come off this bus faster than normal. Usually it's about the fifth segment that this thing falls apart. But today, luckily, it happened early. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Hey, did you hear about the wiretapping? Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody cares. I hear people talk about it all day on other talking head shows, and I just laugh. I'm like, why? Who cares? I don't care. If you care, great. Why do you care? I'd love to know. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. If you're going to Hawaii and you happen to be here illegally and you want to go to school, this teacher's not going to teach you. Plus, school and racism, from the clothes you wear to the language test you take.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Oh my God, that is so me. I'm independent and punk rock and all kinds of stuff. What's up, party people? You know what's funny? I was, Donald Trump gets blamed for a lot of things. Like, he does. There's a Netflix has a new show, and I thought it was coming out today, but I don't think it's coming out till the 17th. I think it's called Iron Fist. And they are blaming the bad. So far, they've got all this, like, bad review on the fact that Donald Trump is president of these here United States.
Actor Finn Jones says President Trump is responsible for poor reviews of his Netflix show, Iron Fist. Jones says the poor American political climate, in particular President Trump, is the reason the show is getting panned. Jones tells Radio Times that part of the problem is his Iron Fist character, Danny Rand, is a white American billionaire superhero. As Jones sees it, the one currently sitting in the White House is making critics less receptive to Danny's story. The superhero series hits the streaming service on March 17th.
Lisa Carter, NBC News Radio.
Thank you, Lisa. That's insane, right? Like, I'm not that. Does, wait a minute. My show sucks. So it's Donald Trump's fault. Everything is going to be Trump's fault. Everything is going to be Trump's fault. Well, he's a billionaire. First of all, it's the same story. I was telling producer Anthony, why is it never a poor dude, right? Why is it never some poor guy? Like, the only thing, that's the one thing you like about Spider-Man. It's like he's at least middle class, right? Didn't have a lot of money. You know, was it Aunt May, right? Didn't have a lot of stuff, you know, struggling. It's never, but like all these kind of things, same billionaire, it's never anybody's like just poor, you know, got nothing going for him. His girlfriend just left him. He's got, you know, he's overdrawn in his bank account. He's got like two smokes left. He got nothing going on. And then somebody gives him some special superpowers. Like, that never happens. Like, to me, I find that to be real. I'm just saying, I think it would be a more entertaining show. Like, there's a movie out. We can get it on Netflix. It stars Stephen Dorff, and he's a superhero who's got, like, all kinds of problems. He has, like, these powers. It's like he's always in jail, and he's got, like, you know, he smokes too much weed, and they think he does, you know, he parties a little hard. He's lost, it's like lost custody of his daughter. But it's funny, and it's sad, but it's also kind of real. Like, that to me is more real. But I tell you, it's not. It's not Donald Trump's fault that your show sucks. And I don't even know if it sucks. I was excited to watch it because I'm like, oh, this is something Jack and I could watch. American Hero. That's with Stephen Dorff. Have a chance to check it out. I think you'll like it. Eddie Griffin's in it as well. It's a really entertaining movie. Again, it's kind of like a white trash guy that has all these superpowers. But it's not his fault. This is what's going to happen from now on. He's going to get blamed for everything. You watch. There will be a shooting somewhere at some time. Somebody who's off their rocker is going to get shot or shoot of several people, and they're going to blame Donald Trump. It's because of his rhetoric, because of the anger, because of this, because it's just stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. I can't blame Donald Trump for anything like that whatsoever. And if you think you can, you're fooling yourself. The rhetoric, this, oh my God, what is wrong with us? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. So a bunch of teens in Iowa, at West Des Moines, or Des Moines, depending, had to apologize. You see, it was USA theme night at Valley High School, and they wore red, white, and blue. Oh, I know. First of all, you never wear white after Labor Day, but and red just isn't your color. But they wore red, white, and blue. And it was USA night. And it's Des Moines, like the most liberal city in America, right? Well, the team that they were playing, the Des Moines North State, a lot of the kids there come from refugee families. And they found the color scheme to be offensive. So, what? Yeah, they found the color scheme to be offensive. The Valley High students, who decided to ditch their school colors of black and orange in favor of the patriotic hues, insisted they weren't making a political statement of any kind with their satire, surprise attire, they said. But offended parties, as we find many in this country, love to offend and be offended, took to the social media airwaves to air their grievances. Kids are kids, I get it. But I do have questions. I want to know why, wrote one person. Any normal person, any educated person can tell and think, what the hell are these kids thinking? Because of Donald Trump's recent closing of the nation's border to refugees and citizens of seven Muslim countries. I'm not a crazy person. I just play one on the radio. I find this to be completely stupid. And the fact that these kids have to apologize, right? The fact that they went out and do it. This is America. You know, we've had colleges like University of Irvine, UCI. They wanted to take the flag down across campus because they thought it offended other kids. WTF, what was wrong with you? I'm just curious. What is wrong with you? Why are you offended? This is America. You've come to our shores. Whether you want to live here forever and share the American dream and the greatness of this country, or whether you're here to escape the nightmare that is your fallen, broken state, and this happens to be where you land, you could pay some respect. They weren't chanting USA, go home, go home. They wore red, white, and blue. If you wore a hijab, would you want us to not show respect? Or should we say we find that to be offensive in our culture? People would be apoplectic about things. What's that mean? It means you're really super pissed. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. This is the world that we live in now. This is where we have landed, the insanity of it all. I saw this piece on CNN talking to Muslims who've actually voted for Trump. And I find it to be very interesting. Talk about being the one-off kind of thing, you would think. But I tell you what, I guarantee you, there's a lot more people out there, a lot more Muslims who have kept their mouth shut, but who have voted for Trump. These were the people that were brave enough to speak out and speak for Trump.
President Trump is doing great, in my opinion, because he's trying his best to fulfill the promises on which he ran his campaign.
I like his ideology. I like what he was saying, and his message resonated with average American.
Everything was focusing on Americans first.
I had some of my good friends, they turned their backs on me. They were saying, why are you supporting the candidate who is a racist?
It's insane. Why are you supporting a candidate that's a racist? Phil, why do you support a candidate that's a racist?
Didn't realize he was a racist.
I didn't know that either. He is. He's anti-Semitic. He's racist. He was, he's the grandest of all wizards of the Ku Klux Klan. He is just, it's amazing. How he gets any executive orders done in between cross burnings is beyond me. That guy is so busy. He has no time to sleep. Zero. Zero time to sleep. Here you got some Muslims who voted for Donald Trump. If they were to go and talk to these kids and say, you're in America, you know how offended people would be? Like, oh, that is the, how dare you do so? What, you can't talk to people like that. These are American kids who are not really American, and they're over here loving America, but not really. You can't. How dare you talk to children like that? You're a racist. They'd be like, what? Red, white, and blue. If my son ever gets sent home from school because he's too patriotic, that's the last day he goes to that school. Your son wore a USA shirt and he offended everybody. Well, you don't have to worry about that tomorrow because he's not coming back. Enjoy. Please. So absolutely ridiculous. I don't get it. Don't understand it. I don't know if I'll ever understand it. I don't know where we got this. You know, we talked last week about the losing of our identity, and people here in America, even Democrats, are worried about the losing of the identity here. And for the Democrats, their thought of losing the identity was America is not being kind enough to people of different ethnicities and cultures. And for a lot of us, though, we feel like we're losing our identity because we're being told that being proud to be an American is no longer something you should be because it may offend somebody. If that offends you, you can kiss my red, white, and blue ass. That's how I feel about you and that particular situation. If I go to Great Britain, right, I will love the Union Jack. I will respect the Union Jack. If I'm in England, I respect the three lions and the roses. That's their emblems. It's whatever it is, right? It's just, it's insane. It is absolutely insane to think this in this day and age that, good God, you wore red, white, and blue in the middle of America. Like, of all of the places, I picture Des Moines, Iowa, the place where you drive your bike down the street on the 3rd of July, everybody's got their flags out. People are setting up their tables for the block party. And now you're told, hey, you're going to offend somebody at a basketball game. And the horse you rode in on. I'm breathing. You know what I do? I sleep well at night. Oh, you do, Chet? Why is that? Not because of some amazing pillow, but because I know that my house is securely monitored. Bump, 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 bump. That's right. My house is watched. My house is guarded. Right now, I got nothing to worry about. And there's several things that are great about this. First of all, SimpliSafe makes me feel at ease. Makes me feel at ease because I know everything that I've got there is completely guarded. It's being watched. Secondly, I don't have to worry about a huge check every month that I have to write and some big contract that I'm locked into. Ah, God, none of that stuff. SimpliSafe is so easy to use, even I, Chad Benson, of The Chad Benson Show, put it together and set it up. There are no contracts with SimpliSafe. None. You're going to get award-winning 24-7 protection named the best in the industry. Security professionals are watching, ready to instantly send the police and for less than 50 cents a day. That's right, less than 50 cents a day. $14.99 a month. Less than half of what most companies charge. You're going to protect your home the smart way. Visit simplysafe.com/Benson to check out their new high-definition camera. Amazing. Plus, you can get 10% off any order, but that's only at simplysafe.com/Benson. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. You will be happy, and you'll feel safe. You did. It's the Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
That's me, kids. Hey, so producer Phil, it is what time there? We're looking at what, almost 7 o'clock? Give us your Stella update because it has been a blizzard of epic proportions for some, and for others, it's been a wah wah.
We're more on the wah wah kind of side. Things sort of melted today and didn't really snow that much this afternoon. Roads are clear, but they expect everything to freeze tonight. So tomorrow morning will be icy and slippery, and apocalypse will start.
Well, I'm like Jim Cantore and all of them. They're up in upstate New York, and it looks ugly. It does, but you know, I just laugh because I'm wearing flip flops. Just for those of you who are listening elsewhere in the country, where there may be a little bit of chilly weather, I'm in the flip flop mode because I believe let's get a time and temp. Currently, it's 54, but it's after the hour as we play the hits of the 80s, 90s, and all talk day. It's 97 here. So take that.
I'm in a long sleeve shirt and a sweater.
It is 97. Just to give you an example. Here we are in beautiful Palm Springs, California, USAAmerica.com. We just had to turn the air conditioner back on. I love it. There's a reason that we pay stupid amounts of money to live in small spaces out here. This is the only thing. Phil sent me a great thing we'll talk about tomorrow, the 16 reasons not to live in California from Zero Hedge. But this is one reason you live in California, live in Arizona, is because it is March 14th. Half of the country is facing some sort of chill, Arctic blast, blizzard, and or bad rains. And there's a guy out right now outside of my door out here playing hacky sack. Just to give you an example of the brilliance, and it should matter to you, because I'm not good at hacky sack. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chad Benson. Two people have texted in. You can always text the show, 323-538-2423, and said that Marvel Comics had jumped the shark with that Iron Fist, and it's getting crappy reviews because it's just crappy. When I saw it, I thought, oh, this is something Jack will watch. Like, it'll be kind of fun for Jack, because he's 6.5. So it's like, it's not bad. You know, I don't know. Text the show always. You can always check us out at Chad Benson Show is the Twitter. If you're a parent, and I am, we will live longer, according to a new study put out by the French people of France. In the Journal of Something or Other and Whatnot. That should be a great name for a journal, Something or Other and Whatnot. But what they're saying is, if you're a parent, you are going to, if you get to 60 and you are a father, you'll have 2 extra years compared to somebody at the same age that reaches 60 at the same time that does not have a child. And for a woman, it'll be 1.5 years. If you both get to 80, you'll have about 1 year longer than somebody who doesn't have a child. So being a parent is a good thing. We talked about it a little bit earlier. For me, it's like I went and worked out this afternoon. And I work out. And one of the things, you know, I do it because, yeah, I want to feel better. But I do it because I have a son. I have a 6.5-year-old. And not that I was crazy. Again, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I think we all know that if you listen to the show. And thank God for doing that. You've recognized over the past that I am a teetotaler, if you will. I don't do any of those things. But I wanted to be healthy for him. I want to have a healthy heart. I want to have a healthy mind. I want to be around for as long as I can. And I had him older. So to me, I felt it was more prudent that I take care of myself. I think that's part of the reason why, right? That's part of the reason why I think we love our kids. And I think the other thing is, too, as you get older and your kids get older, they're going to check in on you more. They're going to be around a little bit long, you know, more to check on you. They're going to pay more attention. They may help you out in certain situations. Eventually, they may move you into their home, and you can ruin their life as they ruined yours. But it's that I think that helps. I mean, it's having that somebody else around. And I think that's a big, big thing of why I think people live longer, they're saying, in parenthood. Even though it's only a little bit longer, still 2 years over time, that's big time. That is. That's big time in my book. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, like what you do, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Somebody says Colonel Sanders' slogan would be a chicken in every pot. I like it. I like it. I'm Colonel Sanders, 23 herbs and spices in one tasty helping of the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.